FM 90.3 WJTL, Chris Tomlin, Is He Worthy? Before that, Don Francisco, He's Alive. Don Francisco celebrating 77 years young today. That song from 1977, and it's always a good day when you play a song that Olivia's dad texts and says thanks. Good morning, it's 7:04.
Listen in on Winning Wednesday for chances to a $20 gift card to Peaceful Valley Furniture and Home Decor. Details at our contest blog at WJTL.com.
Our very special guest this morning from Everins Financial, our friend Lynette Morales is here. Good morning to you, Lynette.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we love having you. Anybody you want to give a shout out to and say hi to?
You know what? My best friend, she said, don't forget to give me a shout out. So shout out to my best friend, Odalis.
Odalis.
That's right.
Hi, Odalis. Shout out to you this morning. Hopefully you are listening. Lynette, Everett's Financial has been doing Stewardship University for quite a while. Tell us a little bit about the history and the background of it.
Yeah, Stewardship University has been around for over 20 years.
That's crazy.
That's right. We've been bringing the topic of holistic stewardship to not just our churches and our brothers and sisters, but really inviting out our community to talk about some really important topics on stewardship.
And this year it's going to be a little bit different. Tell us some of the changes you guys are making.
That's right. So even from when Stewardship University is, so historically Stewardship University has been the first Saturday in March. And this year it is on March 18th. The time is even different. We used to hang out till about 3 o'clock, and this time it is only till 1 p.m. right after lunch. So the other difference is you had about 30 plus workshops to choose from. And this year it's about half.
Okay.
So there are a lot of changes, but still really good stuff.
Now, I know that you will talk about financial topics. What are some of those that you're going to be dealing with this year?
That's right. And that's our expertise. So we're going to be bringing in some really good topics. I mean, anything from estate planning, better stewardship, living simply, and even some really good topics for pastors. One in particular, a deeper look at church growth.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yep.
How about social topics? Will you be having any of those this year? Because I know that's been a big part of Stewardship U in the past.
It has. And we have some really good presenters this year talking about some social topics. I mean, even redlining in Lancaster and what did that look like and what are the results of that. Even today, we have some housing issues that we're going to be talking about, food crisis. I mean, just a bunch of really good topics. So not just financial, but topics that impact our communities financially as well.
Who are some of the presenters that are going to be part of Stewardship U this year that our listeners might recognize?
Yeah. So if you know anything about Everins and some of our amazing consultants, a lot of our consultants will be the presenters for the financial topics. But then some of our community topics, we have Landis Communities, we have Bridge of Hope, we have The Hub in the city where they are helping people facing food, with our food scarcity. We have Assets there. They're going to be presenting Good Samaritan. I mean, yeah, some really good community members that are going to be talking about the physical, mental, and emotional health of people in our community.
Stewardship University is happening March 18th, Calvary Church. It kicks off at 8 a.m. and goes to 1. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And if folks want to sign up, they can do that online?
That's correct. Yep. They could call me, and that number is 717-394-0769, or they could register online at everins.com/StewU.
Yeah, and it's STEW, like stewardship, StewU.
That's correct.
Which is a fun way to refer to it. Everins.com/StewU, March 18th at Calvary. We'll talk more with Lynette coming up, so stick around. Music on the way, Natalie Grant, Mandisa, and more.